You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
As expected, rain has become a major factor in Brisbane, with the third session abandoned on day two at Gabba. 62 for two at stumps is India's score. They trail Australia by 307 runs. My guest Ayaz Memon is with us. Ayaz, a day that belonged to the Australians, you'd say?
I would think that they have the edge, though they couldn't get past 400, which would have been their target after winning the toss and batting first. I thought India was splendid in the first session again with their rookie bowlers, Washington Sundar, Shardul Thakur starting the kind of a collapse of the Australian batting, and then Washington Sundar coming in and picking up the important wicket of Cameron Green, and then finally T. Natarajan rounding it up with his third wicket of the inning. So overall, a very fine show by the Indian bowlers. I know that a lot of the Aussie experts, including players like Alan Border and Shane Warne, believe that 369 is a very, very handy total on this pitch, especially when the other team is going to bat fourth. But I think, given the inexperience of this attack, this was a fantastic performance, and really it's up to the batsmen now, which is, the batting has not been dented so badly with the injuries, as we know. I mean, there's Hanuma Vihari is not there. Virat Kohli in many ways is irreplaceable, but there's Rohit Sharma, there's Rahane, there's Pujara, there's Pant, Mayank Agarwal. So there's a lot of there's a lot of experience and depth in the Indian batting. But the batting also stumbled a bit because Gill fell early to Cummins. Cummins is one of those bowlers who comes and gets a wicket in his first spell. And then Lyon getting the better of Rohit Sharma, I think, was just about the turning point where the day's play was concerned. I think it just gave Australia the edge going into the third day, because Rohit was batting marvelously. And, just when it looked like he had the bowlers at his mercy, he was beaten in the air and holed out to deep mid-wicket, a stroke which he might actually regret, having played at that stage of the match.
I'm Menra Dorji.
And I'm Ayaz Memon.
And you're listening to the Aussie Challenge podcast on The Quint, powered by Farm Easy and Medibuddy. Okay, before I go back to Ayaz with my questions, I'm going to quickly take you through the scores. Australia started at 274 for 5 with Tim Payne and Green batting. Payne went on to make 50 and Green made 47. They added 98 runs together for the sixth wicket. Mitchell Starc and Lyon also added 39 runs as Australia were 369 all out. Natarajan, Shardul and Sundar picking 3 wickets each. Navdeep Saini, however, did not return to bowl. India was 62 for 2 at stumps. Gill out on 7. Rohit on 44. We will talk about their wickets. But I ask my first question. I know you talked about the bowlers earlier, but 369, 5 rookie bowlers for India, Australia batting with, their first choice batting order. And we didn't have Saini as well. So, 369, extremely acceptable.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's been a marvelous performance by the Indian bowlers. Look at the, and the pitch has played through the way Rohit Sharma batted. And we saw yesterday with Labuschagne, the way he batted Cameron Green and Tim Payne, who made a half century. I thought it was a very fine half century by the Australian captain. Didn't seem to be in any trouble at all. So, on a pitch where there's not too much, at least so far now, for the bowlers, for them to bowl Australia out for 369 with what, less than maybe 6-7 tests between them. This is a marvelous performance by any yardstick.
Okay, you mentioned Tim Payne. We must talk about him. He scored that half century today. Greg Chappell's written quite strongly about how Payne behaved with Ashwin in the last match. Payne, of course, has apologized for it in a couple of press conferences already. But, that's sort of the package. It's sort of what comes with the package, right, of being an Australian captain. Your runs don't really matter so much outside of the game, because everybody's just going to, pick and choose what they want to talk about. And right now, it's all about his conversations with Ashwin.
Well, look, what I liked about Payne is, what I didn't like about Payne was the way he went, jabbering away at Ashwin in the thick of that battle. And there is a point where you say cut off and let the guy play, let play continue rather than going on and on. So that was really unacceptable. But what I found, redeeming what came from him was he apologized. He was very contrite. He called a special press conference to apologize for his act. I think he also sensed that his captaincy could be on the line. So maybe he did it for that reason. And then on the back of that, in the criticism he's faced, the flak he's faced to come and make this half century, I think showed some character. And look, the cricketers across the world today, especially captains of teams, are under huge scrutiny. So you have to be extra very watchful and cautious at everything that you do. That's the nature of, you know, the times we live in, because media is omnipresent. There's nothing that escapes anybody's attention. Not just the media, I think the public at large. And Greg Chappell, for one, would know about this. Remember, he was one of the Australian captains who was still pilloried for the underarm delivery he asked his brother to bowl in a one-day match against New Zealand way back, about 40 years back. So he knows a thing or two about being in the spotlight for the wrong reasons.
Okay, Rohit Sharma got out on 44. He was opening with Shubman Gill, India's chosen to bat Mayank Agarwal lower down the order. But just Rohit's innings played well. We've talked about how he's looked solid while batting after joining the team in the last match. But, you know, I mean, this was a match where we would have liked him to convert that 44 into maybe a bigger score, right?
Most certainly. I mean, you know, it's not just he looked solid. He looked very fluent. And in that kind of a mood, he's unstoppable, irrepressible. You know, Rohit Sharma is a batsman that bowlers across the world fear when his feet are moving well, his arms are flowing freely, and the strokes are, you know, coming all over the park. So, he, as I mentioned, I think he had the bowling at his mercy. And then, one has to give it also to Nathan Lyon for judging or reading that Rohit is going to jump out at him and play a big shot, and therefore, you know, just holding it back a bit, that delivery which beats him in the air. And Rohit, of course, went through with the stroke and then, you know, paid a price for it. But you're right, I mean, you know, Rohit in that form, had he remained not out till the end of the day's play, would have been a different story tomorrow, because the Australians would have been forced to be on the defensive rather than on the attack right from the word go.
Okay, India 62 for 2 at stumps. Again, Pujara and Rahane at the crease. We're trailing by 307 runs. I mean, this is a big, big partnership for us, right? We really, I mean, it's safe to say we're counting on these guys to do well tomorrow.
Yes, I think, look, it's, the onus is on these two, because they're the most experienced players now remaining. In fact, they are the two most experienced players in the team. And they're both the solid types who let their concentration, determination, technical aptitude speak for their batting and their performances. So I think that this is where India's best chances lie, that if these two can see through the first session without getting separated, then India move into a position not of dominance, but of at least equality. Because 369 is still, 307 runs away. So Australia are still far ahead in the game. But if the partnership doesn't last that long, then you've got Mayank Agarwal, who has had a struggling time in Australia as yet. Pant is somebody who can turn things around with his ebullience, but you know, to expect him to do it match after match after match, maybe expecting a little too much. So I think Pujara and Rahane is really the crux, as you mentioned.
Okay, let's see how the two do together. We will be back with Ayaz tomorrow with the roundup of the day. Thank you so much, Ayaz, for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you, Manda.
And thank you all for listening to the Aussie Challenge podcast with Ayaz Memon on The Quint, powered by Farm Easy, India's largest online pharmacy and Medibuddy.
Thanks for listening. Log on to the Quint's website and check out our other podcasts.